The National Broadcasting Company presents Radio City Playhouse, Attraction 23. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the director of Radio City Playhouse, Harry W. Junkin.
Thank you, Bob Warren. Friends, our previously announced plans for tonight's Playhouse presentation have been changed. Last week, an old friend of ours, Mr. Milton Geiger, one of radio's best-known writers, visited Radio City Playhouse and brought with him a script so unusual, so completely different to anything we've ever done before, that we immediately decided it should be our attraction for this week. The script is titled Portrait of Lenore, and two of our very favorite people are here to play the leading parts. Mr. Bernard Grant is well known to Radio City Playhouse listeners for his many wonderful performances on previous shows, Ground Floor Window and The Door, to name only two. Tonight, he combines his talents with those of our own Jan Miner to bring you Radio City Playhouse Attraction 23, Portrait of Lenore, by Milton Geiger.
Maybe a while back you happened to see a motion picture called Laura. Remember Laura? Jean Tenney, Dana Andrews, Clifton Webb. Remember Laura? I went to see Laura because I didn't believe a man could fall in love with a woman just by looking at her portrait. You see, I'm a writer myself, and I did not think a situation like that rang true. That is, I didn't think so then. But now, well, I'm not so sure. About a week ago, a new painting arrived at the Oscar Dahl Museum of Art. Oscar Dahl is a friend of mine, so he invited me to come in and take a look. I arrived at the museum after it had closed, but Oscar let me in anyway. We went up to the second floor where the painting was hung. The museum was deathly quiet, and so were we. I couldn't say anything. I just stood there beside Oscar, looking at this magnificent work of art. Oscar was pleased at my reaction.
You like it, don't you, Hillary?
Oscar, it's unbelievable. Portrait of Lenore. Even the name has a feel to it. I've never seen anything like it. She's...
Well, now,
she's...
don't tell me the writer has stuck for words.
Oh, for that kind of beauty, there are no words. Where did you get it?
From the artist, Charles Beaumont. He's loaned it to us.
Is it valuable?
Well, it would be if Charles Beaumont wanted to sell it. But he's refused every offer.
No wonder. Oscar, do me a favor.
What?
Go back downstairs to your office. I'd like to sit here a while and look. By myself. Do you mind?
Of course I don't mind. I'm glad you like the thing so much. Well, when you're through, come along downstairs. We can have supper somewhere.
Portrait of Lenore. I went in to look at the painting every day for 4 days. I'd spend the whole afternoon just looking at Lenore. Looking and wondering and wishing that somehow she... Well, I snapped out of it and got back to work. A writer makes money by keeping his nose stuck in a typewriter. The following Friday, I'd work straight through from 10 in the morning until well after midnight. So when the telephone rang at 2 o'clock in the morning, waking me out of my well-earned sleep, I was an indignant fellow.
Go away. All right.
Whoever you are, hang up and go away,
just
will you?
Just a moment, Mr.
Look,
Drake.
Can't you understand? Do you know what time it is?
You are Hillary Drake. aren't you?
Yes, you can call me in the morning.
If we're to do business together, we have to understand each other before morning, Mr. Drake.
Who is this?
You are Hillary Drake.
You have $1.
You're a friend of Oscar Dole?
You have $2. Would you like to try for $4?
Would you like to try for $1,000?
State your proposition, madam.
Have you ever heard of a painting called Portrait of Lenore?
As a matter of fact, I have.
It was stolen from the museum early this evening.
It was what?
Early tonight, it was stolen. Now, Oscar Dole will offer a handsome reward for the return of the painting. You know Mr. Dole, and you know your way around. Will you represent me in my negotiations for the reward?
Look, lady, I'm afraid I don't understand just what's going on here.
Mr. Drake, if you let me do the talking, I'll try to make it clear. The painting was stolen. The reward would be substantial. There'd be at least $1,000 in it for you if you do as you're told. Are you interested?
Yes. Yes, I'm interested.
I'll be on the West Side Highway that looks down on Pier 52.
When?
Now, at once. Will you meet me?
At this hour?
Will you meet me, Mr. Drake?
Yes, yes, I'll meet you.
Goodbye, Mr. Drake.
Goodbye. I hung up on her and called Oscar Dole, and he admitted that the painting was gone. The reward was $5,000 and no questions asked, so I hung up before he could ask any questions. I dressed, drove to the West Side Highway overlooking the Hudson River docks. I turned off my lights and just waited there. I got out and stood beside the car in the darkness, watching the river, feeling the night all around me. As far as I could see, there was nobody for miles.
Mr. Drake.
Stop! Are you crazy? You scared me clean out of my skin.
You scare easily.
Sneaking up behind me like that.
I'm sorry.
Don't ever do that. I'm palpitating hardly.
When you can steady your nerves, perhaps we can talk.
Perhaps we can. I don't know. And please don't worry about my nerves.
Shall we get into your car?
Shall we?
No, Mr. Drake. After you.
Yes, Mother. Excuse me. Can I help you?
I'm quite able to get into an automobile by myself, Mr.
Can you shut the door by yourself? I wish you would.
There. Comfortable.
What's the idea of the veil?
I wear a veil, and I have a gun, of course.
Most natural thing in the world. Who are you?
That doesn't matter.
Perhaps not, but I'd still like to know. Will you take that thing off your
no.
face?
No. And I haven't much time. I suppose you called Oscar Dole as soon as I hung up.
I did.
And?
$5,000 reward.
Splendid.
It's living.
Collect the reward for me tomorrow and bring
Wait
it to...
Wait a minute.
Yes?
Just when do I get the painting?
After the reward is paid.
My trouble is I go to too many movies. The whole thing's too corny. Veils, stolen paintings. Look, I don't like you and I don't trust you. How do I know you'll deliver?
Because I promise it.
Oh. Well, your word of honor may pass as terrific collateral with you, but I can't get $5,000 from the museum on.
I think you can.
You do?
If Oscar Dole doesn't recover the painting very soon, you'll never again be entrusted with such valuable works of art. You have 1 minute to think about it.
And then?
Then I shall have to find a more realistic go-between, one perhaps who doesn't go to so many movies.
You don't fool, do you?
No.
Cigarette?
No, thanks.
Mind if I have one?
I do.
You what?
I forbid you to smoke.
You?
I forbid you to smoke.
Yes, Mother, again.
Your decision, Mr. Drake?
All right. I'll try for the $5,000 with $1,000 to me. Right.
Right. I'll be under the east tower of the George Washington Bridge tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. Bring the money and you'll get the painting.
Will you bring it with you?
No, but I'll take you to where it is.
Sounds like an interesting evening.
That's up to you.
Don't I get a look at you at all?
No, that isn't important.
I suppose it isn't important either for me to know if you stole the painting.
Tomorrow night, East Tower, George Washington Bridge with the money. Is that clear, Mr. Drake?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's all very clear. And now, would you mind getting out? I'm beginning to feel like having a cigarette.
Drake. Mr. Drake.
Good evening.
I'm very glad for your sake that you came alone.
If you want me to stay, you'd better put that gun away. Look, can't we cut out the melodrama? Veiled women with guns are a bit out of my line. I can only be pushed around for so long.
Did you get the money?
Well, Oscar wanted some guarantee that he'd get the painting, and I,
Did you get the money?
The fact that Oscar lost the painting one short week after it was loaned to him by Charles Beaumont is a terrific blow to the museum's prestige. Oscar feels that the only
way... Did you get the money?
Yes.
Give it to me.
Someday I'm going to give you an awful sock in the nose.
Give me the money. Thank you. I'll count it later. Where's your car?
Over there.
We'll go for a little drive.
Where?
Where I tell you. Thank you, Mr. Drake. But you go ahead of me.
We drove across Manhattan, then south to the Queensboro Bridge, my lady friend in the back seat. In the rear view mirror, I could see her, sitting there, tense and unmoving, holding that wicked-looking little gun in her gloved hand.
Turn left here, Mr. Drake.
We ended up somewhere in Long Island. We bumped over a rough dirt road to a darkened house overhanging the sea. She told me to stop. And when we got out, she made me walk in front of her, up dark, hollow-sounding steps. She gave me a key and made me unlock the door. How about some light?
You'll get used to the darkness.
Is this your house?
No. No, it's not my house. But it's a beautiful view. Beautiful.
Ah, how can you tell? It's pitch dark.
There's enough light for what we have to do.
You've been here before, haven't you?
Look behind the bookcase.
I can't see, I tell
you. It's right behind you. There's a large art portfolio between the bookcase and the wall.
Oh, yes, it's here. This is what you want. Here we are. You know, if we could just turn on the lights, it would be so much easier.
I rather like doing business by moonlight.
Look, lady, whatever this is, it's beginning to make me sore. I'm all for a little fun, but let's not ride around with veils and guns and come to dark houses and refuse to turn on the lights. Now, let's just have
a... If you don't keep perfectly still, Mr. Drake, and do as I tell you, I'll use my gun. I'm very good with it.
All right. What now?
Look in the portfolio.
Well...
Are you satisfied?
Satisfied with what?
The painting.
What painting?
What painting? It's gone.
You're telling me it's gone?
It's gone. The painting's gone.
Was it ever here at all?
Yes.
Then where is it? Where is it?
I don't know. I must have the painting. I must.
But you were going to give it to me.
I was only going to show it to you just to prove my good faith that I had the painting.
You mean this was supposed to be a double
cross? No. I was going to give you the painting, but not for a few days.
You won't mind returning my $5,000.
No. No, it's useless without the painting. The money. Useless.
Then, let's have it.
Yes, take it. Useless to me now. Useless. Go away. I can get back alone. There's a door at the side of the driveway.
I knew it.
Go. Now, please go.
You have been in this house before. You know it very well.
No.
You're lying. How do you know there's a door to the driveway?
We came in that way.
We came in the front way.
Will you please get out of here and leave me alone?
You brought the painting here yourself, didn't you?
Yes.
You've been in this house many times, haven't you?
Well, what difference does it make?
Could anybody have followed you here? Someone interested in the painting?
I don't know.
Excuse me.
What are you going to do?
I just thought I'd examine the lock on the door here.
You don't need to bother.
And, just what do you mean by that?
The person who followed me out here wouldn't need to break the lock. He'd have a key.
Look, lady, I don't know who you are or what you're up to. But if I'm to be of any help to you, you'd better tell me the whole story. All I've gotten from you is a first prize runner-on. I come out here to this house, and now you start
playing. Keep your hands out of your pockets.
I come out here to this house, and
don't light that match. I said don't light that match.
Don't. You burn my fingers.
Hey, you fool. I warned you.
You're
I warned you.
You're mad. You're absolutely mad.
Please go. Please go away now, right now. Perhaps you haven't understood everything, but that can't be helped. You've done the best you can, and so have I. Now, please go. Take your $5,000 and go.
I'll bet you every cent of it. I know who you are.
Can't you get out and leave me alone?
walked out of that dark beach house, leaving her alone. For some strange reason, I knew she was the woman in the picture. She was Lenore. Even though she tried to keep her identity a secret with that ridiculous veil, there was no mistaking the set of her head, the way she moved. She was the portrait of Lenore. I drove home, the kind of enchantment. I wished with everything I owned that I'd made her take off that veil. If she was really the woman in the picture, I would have... Anyway, the next morning, I was myself again. I went over to see Oscar Dole at the museum. There were a lot of things I wanted to know about the stolen portrait of Lenore.
As a matter of fact, Hillary, we haven't got a photograph of the painting.
But who is she, Oscar? You've been hedging around that question for 20 minutes. I want to know who Lenore is in real life. What was her name?
Charles Beaumont is a friend of mine, Hillary, a good friend. Now, it's not kind of me to break confidences that he... Well, that he thinks I respect.
But who is she? What's her name?
She's Charles Beaumont's wife.
He painted his own wife?
Yes.
Where is she now?
Nobody knows.
What do you mean, nobody knows?
Well, it's a sad story, Hillary. You see, 2 years ago, she was not well. Some sort of chest condition. Beaumont was terrified that it was TB. He insisted that she leave New York immediately and go to Arizona. He was unable to leave town himself at the time, so he asked his brother Robert to take Lenore. They flew down, and the plane caught fire and crashed. Everyone aboard was killed, except Lenore.
The brother, too?
Yes. Every passenger, except Lenore.
What became of her?
She just disappeared.
What do you mean, disappeared?
Charles Beaumont has never seen her since.
Why not?
I don't know. She simply vanished into thin air.
Were they happy together?
Very.
Did she love him?
As far as I know.
Then why didn't she come back?
I don't know, Hillary.
It's as plain as the nose on your face. The woman just decided...
No, Hillary. I don't think you're right.
You just don't know about women.
Perhaps, but I don't want to discuss that anymore.
I wish I could get hold of Charles Beaumont.
Well, you can.
But I thought he was out of town, business in Chicago or something.
I wired him about the theft of the painting. He flew back at once.
Oh, where is he staying?
At his apartment. Central Park South. Hey, you want me to phone him for you?
No, wait. How well do you know him, Oscar?
Very well. We're very good friends, and I'm very fond of him.
You, ever been a house guest of his?
Yes, many times. Why?
Has he got a house out on Long Island, near Babylon? A beach house?
Yes, I've been there many times.
I've got it. Yes, sir, I've got it.
Got what?
Got the answer to the theft of the portrait. I can get it for you by morning.
Hillary, I think perhaps you'd better keep out of this. Oh, I don't mean to be unkind. I know you're trying to help me, but... when Charles Beaumont got back to New York yesterday, he... well, he behaved very strangely. He was very excited. I think he knows where the painting is. I think I can get it back without paying any reward.
Did he say so?
No, not in so many words. But I think he'll get it back all right. Frankly, he seemed almost glad that it had been stolen.
Oscar, do me a favor. Ask Charles Beaumont to your place for dinner tonight. Will you?
Why?
Well, please, don't ask me why. Just do it, will you?
Well, Hillary, I
please,
don't know.
Oscar,
I...
please, ask him for dinner tonight, will you? As a favor to me.
All right, I'll ask him.
It took me a little time to pick the excellent lock on Charles Beaumont's apartment on Central Park South. However, I am pretty good with locks, and finally I got in. I looked in closets, I looked under carpets, I looked everywhere, but nothing. Then I began on Mr. Beaumont's personal effects. That paid off a little better because in a worn passport case, I found a note written on pale blue notepaper in a woman's slight, graceful hand. I read it through, and I knew before I got to the end how it would be signed. It was signed Lenore. Now I knew who she was. I finished the note, and suddenly the light flicked out. I stood there in Charles Beaumont's apartment, listening. Listening. Who is it? Who's there?
So you came too, Mr. Drake. I know what you came for.
Do you?
Did you find the painting?
You or Mrs. Charles Beaumont?
No.
You, Eleanor. You're the woman in the picture, aren't you?
No.
Look, lady, I've had enough of you. After a while, I begin to want to see the people I'm dealing with.
If you touch that light switch, I'll shoot.
I'll give you some light so you can see what you're shooting
at. I'm warning you!
Holy cow. Shut out the electric light switch. You're pretty handy with small arms, aren't you?
I want that painting.
I haven't got it.
You haven't? You mean it isn't here?
But I've got something else.
Oh, what are you talking about?
You wrote your husband a letter once, remember? I'm not going to Arizona with my health at all. I'm going away with Robert.
No, give me that letter.
I love him. I can't help it. Even though he's your brother, I have to admit
it. Stop it.
You fell in love with your husband's brother. You faked up this idea of going to Arizona for your health just so you and brother Robert
can have it. How dare you imply that I...
Look, lady, let's not get off on our high and mighty horse, shall we? You were running off with your husband's brother. The brother was killed and you couldn't very well go back to your husband because you'd left him a goodbye note. All about how much you loved Robert. We've been in love for years, Robert and I. I know this will hurt you, but I ask you to forgive me.
It's not true. I couldn't come back. I couldn't.
Not after you wrote that letter.
No, that isn't the reason.
You couldn't keep your hands off your husband's brother. That's got a nasty taste, my fine fancy lady. It'll take more than a veil to cover that.
Then I'll take my veil off.
It's about time.
I'll turn on the lamp. The light switch only works to set a fixture. I'll turn them all on, Mr. Drake. All of them. There. And the big lamp there, the one by the piano. So it'll take more than a veil, will it? You think I'm afraid to let you know who I am? That I'm concealing my identity? Oh, no, Mr. Drake. I'm concealing a horror. Look! Look at my face! Death! I'm Lenore. I'm the woman in the picture. Beautiful, isn't it? Why don't you answer me, Mr. Drake? Are you afraid of being sick at your stomach? Like something has been white hot, which cooled into rigid, twisting, shiny red ridges. Like molten lava that's cool. Take a good look, Mr. Drake. Take a good look at Lenore Beaumont. The portrait of Lenore.
I... Mrs. Beaumont, I'm terribly, terribly sorry. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
And you understand now why I didn't want to come back to him? Why I wrote that letter? He loved me for my beauty. He loved me for my face. I used to watch the way he'd smile when we were out. He used to gloat over me, though I was the most precious and desirable thing in the world. Do you think I could come back to him looking like this? Do you think I wanted him pitying me? Shielding me? Do you think either of us could have stood it? He'd be just like you. I can tell that look. It means you're trying not to be sick. I knew Charles would be like that. I knew that he'd have that same look on his face. A look of frightened, nauseated horror. I made up that story about Robert. The letter was written after the plane wreck, not before I went away.
I don't know what to say. Please forgive me. I'm terribly sorry if I've hurt you. I was... very unkind, very clumsy.
Doesn't matter. I wanted the painting for two reasons. The only picture of me in existence. I wanted the reward, and I found a doctor who thinks he can fix my face. He needed something to work with. And I needed money to pay him. I was going to try to trick you out of the reward. I planned to have the painting photographed and...
and then return it for the reward?
Something like that.
Oh, please, yes. Don't cry anymore. Please don't.
I better get out of here. Oh, what's that?
It's him.
No! Let me go. Let me go, I say.
No, you've got to see him.
I can't. Please, God, let me go. I can't let him see me. I can't.
Listen. Listen to me. You're wrong. He loves you. Any man looking at that portrait can see that your husband loves you.
No, no.
He painted in all the things he loved you for. Strength and goodness and gentleness. He saw beneath the surface. He saw all the things of character that no accident can ever change. The things your husband sees in you can't be concealed by scar or burned tissue.
No.
Nothing can hide them from you.
Give me my veil, please. Please, I can't let him see me, not yet, please. It's as though I were naked. Please.
All right. Here.
Who's in there? The meaning of this. Who are you? What are you doing in my apartment?
Mr. Beaumont, I'm Hilary Drake. I'm a friend of Oscar Dole's. I was trying to find your painting, and instead, I found your wife.
I knew it. I knew when the picture was stolen that you'd taken it. You were always crazy about that picture. And it's back at the museum now because I guessed you might go to the beach house. Why did you bother coming back?
No, you're wrong, Beaumont. Believe me, I know the whole story. The letter, the plane crash, your brother killed. But she didn't love your brother. She loves you. And you love her, don't you?
She left me. She left me for my own brother.
No, it isn't true. She stayed away to be kind to you. Show him your face, Lenore. Beaumont, she was burned in the plane crash.
I don't believe it. It's a trick.
No, Charles. It isn't a trick.
It is. You're trying to fool me again. The way you did the last time.
Show him your face, Lenore.
All right.
Lenore. My darling. You've been hurt. Somebody's hurt you.
No, keep away from me.
Lenore, come here. Let me hold you.
You. I mean, you don't care about my face. About the way I look.
You look so tired. So sad.
Oh, isn't it? It makes no difference. Oh, Charles. Oh, Charles, my darling.
I left them there. Holding each other silently, holding each other, and thanking God that after their strange and tortured journey, they had met once more. I knew what Charles Beaumont was planning in his first-rate soul. He was the artist sketching the plans that the surgeon would execute of a new, a living portrait of Lenore.
I've just heard Portrait of Lenore, as written by Milton Geiger and directed by Harry W. Junkin. Bernard Grant starred as Hilary Drake. Jan Miner was Lenore. Other players included Donald Buca and Bill Lipton. The music was composed and conducted by Dr. Roy Shield. Radio City Playhouse is supervised for the National Broadcasting Company by Richard P. McDonough.
This is Harry Junkin again. Next week on Radio City Playhouse, the story of the theater, the story of a great actress and the things that happened to her, the story of a playwright and his wife, The Wisdom of Eve by Mary Orr, Attraction 24 on Radio City Playhouse. Good night, everybody.
Bob Warren speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.